If I was with a North Cozumel unit that came upon Americans, I think I personally would do what I could to warn the Americans.
Even if it means not getting the life of it?
Well, it would mean my life, and I don't have much doubt about that, I think. And I'm very glad this is a hypothetical. But I do not think I could bring myself to participate in that fashion. That's purely personal. Other reporters might have a different reaction.
Mr. Wallace?
I think some other reporters would have a different reaction.
Such as?
They would regard it simply as another story that they are there to cover.
They're going to cover enemy soldiers shooting and killing American soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could you imagine how they would report that to the American people?
Surely I can.
Could you do it?
Would I do it? I'm an old man. I don't know that I would. I find it very difficult to believe, and I'm astonished, really, to hear Peter say that. You're a reporter. Granted, you're an American, but you're a reporter covering combat between North Khorasan, South Khorasan, and the Allied. And I'm a little bit at a loss to understand why, because you are an American, you would not have covered that story. I mean, when we go back to Vietnam, there were all kinds of reporters who did indeed go in to Hanoi, wanted to go to Haiphong. Everybody wanted to go there. Why would a reporter say, I'm not going to cover that because I am unhappy about what's happening there?
It's not unhappiness, Mr. Wallace. It's, don't you have a higher duty as an American citizen to do all that you can to save the lives of soldiers rather than this journalistic ethic of reporting the fact?
No, you don't have the higher duty to... No. You're a reporter. Your job is to cover what is going on in that war. People know that Americans are getting killed in that war. Lord knows it's a hypothetical. I'd get on the horn with Peter and say, what the dickens do you mean?
Yeah, I think he's right, too. I chickened out. I mean, yeah. I played the hypothetical very hard, but I think he's right.
I think they've got the same problems that Downs has.
What's the problem, General Scopel?
I think the problem is the situation, the job, as opposed to a higher cause. First of all, I think you're Americans first and you're journalists second, just as I think that Downs is, sure, he's a unit commander and he's got these terrible ethical problems, but we do live by rules in this society, rules of right and wrong, even situationally in the broad sense.
General
we
Scowcroft,
can't get away
what
with
in the world is wrong with photographing this attack by North Korea on American soldiers?